In our tradition, we have a Gatha of Atonement, a verse of atonement. There's a number of different ways this verse, which is traditionally, it's either in Chinese, the original, or Japanese, but then translating it into English, there are a number of different versions, ways that it could be translated. So I'll pick up a few and then talk about it. So when I started practice, I began with the tradition where we started, this was part of every day's beginning of service, all the evil karma ever committed by me since of old on account of my beginningless greed, anger, and folly born of my body, mouth, and thought, now I make full open confession of it. Full open confession of it. That's one version of it. Another one is all karma ever committed by me since of old due to my beginningless greed, hatred, and delusion, born of my actions, speech, and thought, now I atone for it all. Another version in place of all karma, all evil karma, talks of crooked actions. Different ways to express it, way we've done it, and this is something that I developed with Joko, all harmful actions ever committed by me since of old, all harmful actions ever committed to me since of old on account of beginningless greed, anger, and ignorance, born of body, mouth, and thought. Now I acknowledge and am at one with them all. Different versions of enabling us to atone, be at one with, acknowledge what harms us, what harms others, what harms the universe that we are. Of course, harming or evil karma by itself has a lot of aspects to it. And we unpack a little bit what harms us. In one sense, there's an objective so-called behavior event that's occurred. And then there's what we do with it. What we do with it. Or it's what we do and what others make of it. Others could be other persons, could be other beings, could be the world in different aspects. Of course, there can be things that happen that people do that have no intention to harm us, and yet we can feel harmed by them, and all the more blame the others for those. Or there could be things that people do that are intended to harm us, but we, what should I say, just let them roll off our back. We do not hold on to them. Even if we feel the harm, it comes and goes. And then there's some things that we could hold on to for 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. And the harm of it, in a way, there was an action done by someone, and then we can build on that in saying all those, whoever those someones are, men, women, blacks, whites, Jews, Christians, Buddhists, Republicans, Democrats, have harmed me. And we can hold on to the anger, upset, reaction, and of course blame them for it. They did it to me, or I intended to do it to them. It's important to notice this, how and where this comes up in our life, especially if it twists, distorts our ability to be present here and now in our life, because we hold on to the story that all, and you fill in, male, female, Christians, Buddhists, Jews, Muslims, Republicans, Democrats, Southerners, Northerners, fill in, always do it to me, or have always done it to me, and therefore, and that's just a few of the many categories. In one sense, it also can be our intention to do harm to others. So in one sense, there's for us to look at and reflect on what we did, what we have done, what the consequences of what we have done are, and what our place in atoning for it are. To notice when that comes up, but also to notice the other side. How are we believing, reacting? What stories filter the events of the world so that we hear something and we say, oh, they're always doing it to me. He's always, she's always, they's, and you fill in who the he, she, and so forth are. Sometimes it's just the weather that's doing it to me. Up there, the sun, the sky. I always plan it and it screws up. Ah, this car, hopeless. Oh, this traffic, terrible. Oh, my body, why is it not working? Ah. All sorts of ways that we harm ourselves, believe stories of being harmed by others, or even intend to harm and do harm others because we're not sensitive to how and what disturbs them, makes trouble for them. All of these facets are important for us to notice where, right here now, we have the opportunity to acknowledge and be at one. We have the opportunity to confess and release. We can cease the harm and suffering that results from what we are saying, doing, believing. Because if we don't do that, then we could have this story. All men are out to get me. All women are out to get me. All, and you fill in the next. I pick two. You don't even have to pick that. Oh, the weather's always, no matter when I plan it, it keeps on. Now that's, of course, you know, is silly, don't you? And yet, what we do, my son is, my daughter is, my mother was, my mother is, my father did, and you go further out from that. This is where practice requires us, on one hand, to forgive ourselves, forgive others, be at one, release how we distort our life and the life of the universe. How do we make full open confession to ourselves of what we're doing when we're doing it? If there's something more to do, if there's something else that's appropriate, good. But it's important for us as an ongoing practice to notice how and where we are distorting and then reacting to those distortions. Distorting with our thinking, with our beliefs, with our holding on to. And of course, if necessary and appropriate, opening up to confessing this to someone else when that's appropriate. Please, I think I might have said something to you that, or I might have done something to you that, this is all the various networks and ways that we live in a world of connectedness with all beings. It's always our practice right now. And our practice right now includes all the so-called past and all the so-called future. All sorts of events have occurred to us. Verbal ones, physical ones, things we've lost, things we've gotten hurt by. And yet, all of this is what brings us to this moment to see what's appropriate and skillful action right here now for me. And what, in a sense, if I put my hands over my eyes, is blinding us because it's so distorting how we are, see the world, how we so-called remember the world, and how that remembrance is coming here now and creating difficulties. So how can I atone for them all? How can I let go of it all? How can I confess when I notice it coming up? Confess when I notice it coming up, so that it's here now is what's taken care of in an appropriate and skillful way. Being just this moment, being this life as is, which reveals this moment, or reveals and teaches us what's getting in the way of this moment. That's our whole practice right here, right now. Thank you.